You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 341, Purgatory in 1 Corinthians. Today's challenge, 1 Corinthians 3 isn't a good text for purgatory. 1. Paul speaks of ministers, not ordinary people. 2. It's their works being tested, not them. And 3, this happens on Judgment Day, not the end of one's life. Today's defense. None of these objections deprive the passage of its evidential value. First, in 1 Corinthians 3, verses 10 to 17, Paul uses a metaphor comparing the Corinthian church to a temple. He laid its foundation, and others are now building on that. In the surrounding text, Paul refers to other ministers, Apollos and Peter, but he doesn't limit his remarks to ministers. He says, "Let each man take care in how he builds upon the temple's foundation," verse 10, and warns, "If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him," verse 17. This suggests an application to all church members, for everyone has a role to play in building up the church. 1 Corinthians 8:1, 10:23, 14:12, and all have the potential to destroy in the church, 1 Corinthians 8:11. Even if Paul were thinking exclusively of ministers in this passage, the principle has a broader application that includes everyone, for God will render to every man according to his works, Romans 2:6. Second, Paul speaks of people building on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and straw, verse 12, and of these being tested with fire, verse 13a. Although the object of the testing is what sort of work each one has done, verse 13b, this has existential consequences for the worker. He will receive a reward, verse 14, or suffer loss, verse 15a. If the latter, he himself will be saved, but only as through fire. Verse 15b. Paul thus compares that man's situation to a person escaping from a burning temple. Third, although Paul says the day will disclose each man's work, verse 13, he was writing at a time when he expected much of his audience to be alive at the second coming. See 1 Corinthians 15:51. 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 15 and 17. If someone is alive at Judgment Day, that's when this will happen. However, for those who die before Judgment Day, it occurs when we stand before the Lord at the particular judgment. Catechism of the Catholic Church, 1021 and 1022. Therefore, whenever they stand before the Lord, even the saved can have a testing comparable to escaping through flames.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.